Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. One thing that we love being able to do is help out with local organizations in our area. And we love working with our first responders.
Hello, our company vehicle is called Responder One for our first responders.
Nice. Yes. Yay. And in studio, we have Deputy Sheriff Collins.
Hello.
And you're not here to serve a warrant against any of us, thankfully.
You're here to talk about Shop with a Cop, a great event that's been going on for how many years now?
This is our 19th year that we've been doing Shop with a Cop. Yeah, we started back a long time ago. And thankfully, in 2014, we became a nonprofit. So we're now a 501c3 and incorporates a bunch of different law enforcement agencies in Dane County. So,
and so explain to someone who doesn't know what Shop with a Cop is. What do you guys do and for who?
Well, it's for the children and families throughout Dane County. And so what we do is we partner with schools in the areas where there are law enforcement agencies who participate with us in our nonprofit. And children are chosen for this program by school counselors, social workers, case managers, things like that. It's children whose families are financially disadvantaged, but at the same time, they're also still doing really well in school. They're behaving well. It's kind of a reward for them to say, hey, you've been doing an awesome job, and we want to give you a reward for that.
That's great.
And so how it works is once those children are chosen, the day of the event, they'll be picked up generally by a law enforcement officer. Could be in a bus or in a marked squad car, which they think is super cool.
Yes.
They get taken to an area, one of our local Target stores, and they get to shop. And we as the nonprofit obviously pay for all of those gifts. But they get time one-on-one with their law enforcement officer. Even sometimes when they're at Target, they meet Santa and Mrs. Claus. Bucky will be there this year. We will have canine officers there so they can pet the dogs and things.
Wow.
But ultimately, it's just a time for them to bond with law enforcement. And then after that, they go to the VFW hall, post 1318, and that's where they wrap their gifts. And then we have a pizza lunch that's donated by Little Caesars. So they get lunch. So a whole morning of events for the kids.
So uplifting.
Yeah. And one thing I love about this is, you know, it's a great way to remind kids that, hey, the police are not your enemies.
Absolutely.
And there are sometimes, you know, that the people that are in those kind of situations where the only times they see the cops is to show up for a bad situation. Mm-hmm. But they're there to be your friends. They're there to help. And we love seeing stories like this because the headlines are always a negative story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That stuff sells. But these are the headlines we need to focus on. These are, you know, doing good for our community. You're there for our community. And it's all different departments all around our community.
Yes. Yep. We have 16 different law enforcement agencies that participate as of right now. You know, when we started, it was a small handful. And over the years, it's grown into more than a dozen agencies. So we have kids from all over. Usually on average, it's between 90 and 100 kids that we're able to help every year and their families.
Cool.
So
that's a big number.
Yeah.
So the kids that are shopping, you mentioned that they go to the VFW hall to wrap the gifts. Are they shopping for their siblings too?
Absolutely. They come with a whole list of people that they want to get gifts for. And we also encourage them to get items for themselves too.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want them to
Gun blaster.
Right.
Legos.
Get those Lego games, you know, all that fun stuff.
How can our listeners still help out with Shop with a Cop?
Well, you know, we are completely reliant on donations. So whether it be through personal donations or, you know, larger businesses, it's all through donations. So if you've got a few extra bucks to spare, we would definitely appreciate it.
Text COP
to
608 to 608-321-1063, and those links will show up right on your phone. We'll make it easy for you. And keep in mind, if you have $1,000 to donate, great. But look, honestly, 15, 20 bucks, if everyone contributes a little bit, you know, a pebble in a pond sends ripples all the way across it. So, you know, teamwork makes your dream work on this
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
You're such a poet. He's so good.
He is good.
He surprises me.
That's why they hired me, Steffi.
Yes. Especially when you think that you're helping out not only 100 kids who are shopping with the cops, but their siblings, their
families.
Members.
Yes.
Speaking of that ripple effect, amazing,
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Deputy
we appreciate
Collins.
It. Thank you so much for your work. And again, COP to 608-321-1063. The link will show up, and you're going to feel nice and warm doing something good.